Patient name, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, last name, Oliver, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, date of birth, 5/24/21, date of service, 11/24/23. This is a two-year-old male patient here today. Mom brings him in due to having discharge from both eyes. She suspects pink eye, also has cough. No other issues verbalized, no flu-like symptoms, no body aches or fevers, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He maintains his normal activities well. Period to paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, has three other siblings as well. Labs today include a strep test, and it was negative. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He interacts well through the exam today. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears. Mild tympanic membrane erythema, nothing ominous. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. Primary complaint was suspicious for pink eye. Examining the eyes, once again, you know, as above, there is much erythema to the conjunctiva of both eyes, and you can see where he had a discharge on the left eye at the inner campus. Period. The paragraph. Assessment and plan. Cough. Histex PD 0.5 ml, 4 times daily. PRN number 30 ml. Period in the paragraph, acute bacterial conjunctivitis, tobramycin ophthalmic, one drop to each eye every 4 hours for the next 2 days, number one bottle. Period in the paragraph, he's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed. Period in the paragraph, next patient, Ray Lynn, that's R-A-I-L-Y-N-N, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, date of birth 1/31/14, date of service 11/24/23. This is a 9-year-old here with a complaint of a sore throat and coughing and also some urinary tract issues. Apparently she has burning upon urination, increase in urinary frequency, period in the paragraph. No abdominal pain, no flank pain, period to paragraph. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period to paragraph. Blood pressure, 114 over 58, pulse 97, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 100%, current weight 103, period to paragraph. Allergies, this patient has no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative, and a urine sample, which was positive for both blood and leukocytes. Period in the paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema, oral pharyngeal area, shows an increase, enlarged tonsils and erythema, strawberry tongue noted, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, there is lymphadenopathy on the tonsils, heart, regular rate and rhythm, rate is 97, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, urinary tract infection. The patient will receive Keflex 500 milligram pills per her request, 1 PO 3 times a day for the next 7 days, number 21, period, new paragraph. Acute tonsillitis, a patient will take Keflex as above, period, new paragraph, cough, Brumfed DM, 7.5 ml, 4 times daily, PRN, number 180 ml, period in the paragraph. She's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic if needed.